Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so football season is not that far away as we are in the dog days of July right now. But Rieger wants to fast forward the calendar.
I do. I actually.
This is the part of the show where we let Jeff hang himself.
No. I think those are a lot of people who are going to agree with him here.
Yeah, I wonder. I think I had this argument the other day. Then I brought it to Jamie off the air yesterday, and he laughed at me and smacked me in the face.
No.
And then
like
I thought, I thought I should put it on the prep sheet. So here we go.
Hypothetical.
Hypothetical. Tom, I already know Jamie's answer. I will give you football season starting tonight, which would be Michigan State playing Tulsa. Okay. I'll give that to you tonight. So you're talking about like being, what, 10 hours away from football. The college football season, which means the NFL season starts next week. I give it to you today. But you got to give up on the rest of your summer. Do you think the average, before you answer, do you think the average Detroit fan, considering how bad sports are, I don't know if you guys knew this, sports pretty bad in Detroit, would you give up on the remaining, what, 40 days of summer or so to have football tonight and have the season start tonight?
Absolutely not.
Really?
I have a vacation next week. I'm going to throw away a vacation. See, this is such a personal question. If you've got something planned for the summer, no way.
Yeah.
And I've made it through the hard part. The first 45 days is basically June 1 to July or to September 1 is the first 45 days were way tougher.
But you made it through the All-Star break.
Yeah. We're here now. Training camps next week. I'm ready. And even though I get sick of preseason, football stuff, we had Harbaugh stuff yesterday. We've passed the hard part. It's only going to get easier from here.
Oh, see, this is when I start jonesing the most, though.
I want it, but no way. I am not giving up summer. Just the good weather still, even though this is
you
disgusting.
Still get great weather in September and October.
No.
It's even better weather.
That's
it's like 65
final.
And sunny.
I don't think many people would agree with you.
I want to ask. Can I ask?
Yeah.
You already gave your answer. Jamie told me to
I give you my
rocks.
Answer off the air, but the listeners are dying to hear what I have to say about this.
Oh, go ahead, Jamie. Sorry.
No way. I love summer. So, I mean, I love the fall. Don't get me wrong. But part of what makes the fall is that the summer is the summer. And the anticipation is definitely there. But no, I am all in on the summer. I want summer to last as long as possible.
How many people do you think agree with you guys?
I have no idea.
I'd say 70%.
70%, really?
Yeah. Twitter poll?
I don't know.
How do you phrase it? I guess I'll leave it up to our Twitter editor to
yes
phrase it.
Yes or no?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess, yeah. You have to.
If I tell you football season starts today, but you give up on the rest of the summer, would you do it?
No.
Nope.
I say yes.
Heather?
No.
Heather doesn't even like football, do you?
There's our 75.
All right, Rieger's question is the following. Would you give up the rest of summer for football season to start right now? It kind of based on how football desperate you are. Because I am.
Isn't everybody? Like, think about before you go any further, think about the great things about sports. It's all football right now. We get to find out if Harbaugh can actually win a big game. We get to find out how good the Lions are. We get to find out if Michigan State can rebound. These are all great things. And in a sports-starved city like Detroit.
Right.
I would love for it all to start tonight. That'd be amazing.
I love our show during football season. I love the station during football season. I love watching TV during football season. I love it all. I also
new shows also come back. It's a great point.
I know, but this is going to sound really. I'm going to sound totally counterintuitive here.
Good.
I like the summer without football. I like Saturdays and Sundays where it's like, "What are you doing today?" It's like, I don't know.
What?
I love watching football in the fall. But I also like Saturdays and Sundays in the summertime where you got nothing on your docket. And you can, I don't know, hang out by the pool.
I love hanging out with the kid and the wife before football and then watching football.
I do. I love that too. I love that too. I love
both.
On
a Saturday or Sunday.
I love both. I don't necessarily love one more than the other. Oh, I love college more than pro Saturday. I love Saturdays more than Sundays.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, because Sundays you always kind of feel like, okay, Monday's right around the corner.
Gotta work, yeah.
Where Saturday is like the whole weekend in front of
you. Right, fair enough.
So anyway, Greg did put a Twitter question up at the Jamie and Stoney Twitter site. Greg, would you care to phrase the question for us here?
Okay, the question is, would you give up the rest of your summer for football to start tonight? And we have about an hour and a half left in the show, and that's when the Twitter poll would close. Now, I would also like to point that it's not that we're moving the season up. It's like fast-forwarding time. Six weeks.
Yeah. I mean, you're still enjoying the 6 weeks. I mean, Tom still gets to go on his vacation. It just goes a little quicker. It's just in the past. That's all. Like, I'm just curious. We have, what, 760,000 votes right now? 24,000 votes, and what are people saying?
Really close right now. 54% say no, give me summer. 46% say yes, I want football.
I got a shot.
Yeah, no, you definitely have a shot. I'm going to be, again, this is going to sound like, since I, for what I do for a living, you'd say, God, you're a moron. And people say that every day. When training camp starts,
yes,
a little tiny part of me deep in my soul, you know, it's in a deep place I don't even like to admit exists, is a little bit depressed. Because it's like, that's the sign that summer is starting to wind down. I don't like that.
But don't you think, Jamie, and I like the weather, with the exception of the next 3 days.
It's not even the weather. It's like,
hold on a sec. Don't you think that the summer, as you get older and you become an adult, there's no more summer vacation. Yeah, it's great to go swimming. But the summer isn't as fun as it used to be when you were a kid. You know, the summer, like for working everyday people, is just the same as any other day, just nicer weather. I'd rather have football. And I'll give up on the weather a little bit.
You're going to find, I could be wrong about this, but you're going to find as your daughter gets older that you will, it's funny, every year when summer starts, I always say to myself, oh my God, what are we going to do with these kids all summer? And then when summer ends, I get kind of depressed because it's like, oh my God, I'm not going to see the kids anymore because they're back at school. Activities, kids' activities starting on September 1st is crazy. Soccer, dance, baseball, basketball, color. I mean, they're just going 1,000 different directions. In the summertime, you can kind of go, you have like nights that are free. You have weekends that are free. It's just everything starts clogging. And it's not just sports. It's everything else. Trust me. How old's Olive now? Four?
Three and a half.
Yes. When she's about 8 and a half, we're going to meet back again, me and you, when Stoney goes up north again. And we'll have the same show.
5 years from now?
Yeah, and you're going to say, I know what you're talking about.
If now. I could give you 5 years from now tomorrow, would you take it? No, I'm kidding.
I just think this shows that you just don't have much of a life.
Wow. No, I don't. I mean,
you guys don't have any great plans the rest of the summer?
We do. We're going up north for one weekend. I think I asked for that time off. No.
Throw away that memory with your child?
Still have the memory. You still have the memory. I want football. No. That's all. Here's some ticket tech, okay?
You don't want the rest? You don't want to just experience the rest?
I'm just telling you, I like football a lot. I'm jonesing for it. Every year this time of year, I start to get really, really shaky when it comes to thinking about football. I need it. And then I think it's only amplified by how bad everything else is sports-wise around. Thank you, Stoney.
Stoney agrees with you.
I love my family. I do. And I love the nice weather, and I like golfing and swimming and wearing shorts to work. I love it all, but
we don't
I love
like that.
Football so much.
Ticket text 97136. Yes, Rieger shows how pathetic and boring your life must be. I want my summer to actually do things outside that I can't do from October to May. Yeah, and you play golf like every day.
Yeah. You can do that in September and October, too.
You give your child in daycare just so you can play golf, essentially.
Awful father, sure. But you can play golf in September, and the weather is even better. It's like 70 and sunny, and you can wear a nice little blouse, if you will. Not blouse, a top, a hoodie, whatever.
I didn't mean to say blouse.
Okay. No. Time moves quickly enough. Learn to savor life a little bit, Jeff. Thank you. Exactly.
I do savor life.
Rieger, yes, in a heartbeat. Maybe it's the husky guy in me talking, but I can't take summer, especially days like today. 70 and a breeze, and I'm good. That's from Mike in Algonac. What in God's name is enjoyable about this weather? Give me fall. Look, this weather's a little bit hot. I will grant you that, but this is the rare. I mean, this summer, first of all, got off to a bit of a slow start because the month of 100%. May was non-existent, you know, but lately it's been pretty pleasant out, you know, and yeah, this is a little bit hot, I would agree. A little bit too hot, but
I mean,
still.
It's going to be 80 on Monday and Tuesday.
Perfect. Was Jeff dropped on his head as a child?
Twice.
Todd in Plymouth. Twice? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No way on God's green earth would I give up the rest of summer for football. I love football, but I love summer more. I'll just put up with the frustrating Tigers for fun in the sun. See, there it is. No, I'm a teacher. This is my free time. Okay, I love hanging with the family outside.
Yeah, I can't argue with that person.
That's a tough one to argue
with.
Is this
what the turtle did to you?
No, like stop
it,
with the turtle.
It scared you so much and you don't see the turtles out like in September.
Apparently it's a tortoise, by the way, because turtles live in water. Tortoises live on land. But no, I just think that it is, what, 45 days?
Roughly.
Great memories happen in the fall. There's this feeling of waking
not
up.
The summer, though.
The crisp,
no, never, never.
The crispness outside. You feel football is so. I guess maybe I just love football that more than you guys do. I guess that's what it is. I just appreciate the game of football more than you. Yeah. I think that's what it is.
It shows you're obsessed with it. Obsessions can be harmful.
No, understood, but I am obsessed with some of the storylines. I can't wait for them to play out. I want answers to some of the questions we constantly talk about.
Another ticket text. I work outside for a living, so hell yeah, summer can GTFO.
There you go. There's another one.
I was just outside during the last commercial break, and I got to say, it's already very muggy. I mean, yeah. The air is thick.
I can give you 72 in football tonight if you want. I can make it happen.
Yeah.
There is something to that Friday right before football starts.
Yeah, there is.
The NFL season, right. And you're just rubbing your hands together and just licking your chops. Mm-hmm. Like, and then this year, the Lions play at 4:25 their first game. So we got to wait even longer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Last year, they played on Monday night, which sucked, by the way, because not only did they get their ass kicked, but you wait such a long time for football, then you have to wait to the last, well, I guess it was second to last game, because the first week there's two Monday night games, but you had to wait to the second to last game of the first week to watch them. That sucked.
Well, when they win the Super Bowl, then they're going to be playing Sunday night.
When do you usually go blouse shopping?
Sundays.
Sundays, okay.
Yeah.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.